Bonjour, hi, welcome or welcome back to another Coffee Talk. For those of you who are not familiar with Coffee Talks, it's a series and a podcast I have where every Friday I sit down with a cup of coffee. I sip on it while I talk about different topics that have been on my mind for the past week, and this week is no exception. Today we are out again, fully blasted in the sun. I don't know what I was thinking. But hey, I'm committing to it. It's windy, it's sunny, and I'm trying to protect my camera with a little white shield so it doesn't overheat, but this is what we're getting. I previously and briefly mentioned in last episode how I got my haircut and how I was getting accustomed to it. I think it's growing on me. It's also growing, but it's growing on me, and I'm kind of embracing the 90s mom look. I don't know. I feel like it is my new personality trait. I'm still getting used to styling it, but I think I'm liking it. But obviously, and as always, this is not the topic of today's coffee talk. Today we are talking about the imposter syndrome. I recently hit a milestone that I didn't think I would hit that early. Not that it's early, but I feel like I was not necessarily prepared for that for this year or even for the next 2 years, I would say. So I'm really happy about that. I got signed by an agency to be represented by that agency to like land contracts with clients and everything. And I was used to doing it by myself and I didn't think much of it. I was just like kind of negotiating whatever came my way, but I didn't do any outreach. And now that I am represented, I feel like it's not necessarily, I feel like a fraud. I feel like an imposter. I feel like I don't necessarily belong there because in my head, I'm not that big of a creator. So I don't see how I could justify having an agent, if that makes sense. It's so weird in my head to be like, oh yeah, I'm represented by an agent and an agency. I still can't believe it. Like, those words coming out of my mouth doesn't sound real. Don't get me wrong. I am so grateful and appreciative of that. But it's like, I feel like it's not happening to me. And honestly, even when I first got approached by the agency, I was like, is this really intended for me? Like, are you sure you're reaching out to the right person? Because this is probably not who you think it is. But they were like, yeah. Obviously I didn't say that. I was like beyond excited and I was so happy. But like getting the confirmation and actually signing the contract, I was like, oh, so this is real, this is for me. And it's funny because I've always had this little imposter syndrome in everything that I did, and I thought it was gonna go away eventually, and yes, it does in a way, but it's still always there in the back of my mind. Even as a freelancer now, I've been doing this for a year now, and I still get this feeling that I'm an imposter, that I don't know what I'm doing. I do know what I'm doing, but there's always this little voice in my head, and there's this little feeling in the back of my mind that says, like, are you sure you know what you're doing? Are you sure you're supposed to be here? Are you sure that this is the right thing to do? And obviously, I know that it is. It's just, I can't help it. I can't help but to feel as though I'm an imposter. I don't belong there and that I'm not necessarily at the right place. But at the same time, I feel really as though I am at the right place and I'm doing the right thing and I'm trusting my gut feeling and I'm trusting myself and I'm so proud of myself. Which, those words I don't think I could have pronounced in years, but here I am being proud of myself and being able to recognize that I am. But still, it's like, even at work, even when I used to work for agencies, I felt like, even though I studied that and I graduated and I proved what I had to prove, I never felt like I truly belonged, like 100%. And honestly, I'm just realizing that this is the case for everyone. Everybody's kind of improvising through life, whether that's work related, friendship related, family related. It's all our first time here, and we're all learning through experiences, and we're all trying to figure shit out, you know? So it's, nobody has their shit together, ever. We're just pretending, and we're just managing, truly. And this is what the imposter syndrome is all about. It's me literally managing and coping and trying to work it all out. And I'm realizing now that that's what everybody does. I might be wrong, and I'm speaking here strictly from personal experience and from personal opinion, but I talked to a bunch of people about this, and they're kind of feeling the same way. They wouldn't necessarily label it imposter syndrome, but I don't know, I feel like I'm almost 26 now, and I feel like by the age of 26, I would have had my shit figured out, and I would have felt as though I belonged somewhere, and I had, like, all my life together and everything, and now I'm just realizing nobody ever does. And this is what life is. Life is just managing, improvising, embracing challenges, friends, love, fears, just all sorts of feelings, all sorts of challenges, and we're all trying to figure it out. So I drink the dad. And what seems the craziest to me is that this feeling, I know it because I've felt it so many times before, and it's, as I said, always on the back of my mind. It's always kind of present to a certain extent, obviously, and sometimes I feel it more than other times, but it's, I've never really been able to, like, I don't know, grasp it fully and fully understand it and fully get accustomed to it and just, like, make it a part of myself. It's always been there, but I've always wanted to, like, let it out and not feel it anymore. But now that I've done some introspection about that feeling in particular, because this is what I do for coffee talks, I just sit, think, and talk. Sometimes I talk and then I think, but anyway, about the imposter syndrome in particular, I did some reflection about it. And it's kind of, for me, it's kind of like a survival instinct. It's almost, it's kind of also similar to my gut feeling, to just my instinct in general. And it's also me not taking anything for granted, because knowing myself, as soon as I take something for granted, it kind of flops and it kind of disintegrates. Not necessarily, but it kind of fails, or it kind of doesn't go my way anymore. And so me feeling this imposter syndrome in many things that I do, I think is my way to just cherish what I have and protect what I have and not take it for granted and just be grateful for it. And just, it's so weird. And I've talked about something similar in another previous coffee talk about how I'm having some difficulty trying to, like, understand my worth and recognize my own worth if it's not coming from somebody else, if it's not coming from an external source, and if I'm not getting other people's validation and approval, I have a hard time trying to, like, wrap my head around the idea that I am worth it, I am good enough, and people come and see me for what I do because I am creative, because I'm funny, because I bring something new to the table. And I'm really trying to work on that. But again, the imposter syndrome is really not helping in that matter. So it's definitely challenging, but it's manageable. And as I said, I was hoping for that feeling to eventually fade away. And I was also counting on the fact that I'd be growing up, that I'd be becoming a more serious adult, like a real adult. But you know, age is truly just a number, and it doesn't mean shit, truly. It's not because I'm soon to be 26 that I'm wiser, that I'm not, like, it's so, I don't know, I feel like it's a little ironic, because little me thought that adults knew what they were doing, and they always felt right, and they never fucked up. But then I realize now that everybody fucks up. And this is what's so great about it, because fuck-ups allow us to grow, to learn, and to become just more intricate and more complex. And that's the beauty of life. So cheers to all the fuck-ups that made us into who we are today. So if you too are feeling as though you're an imposter at your job, with your friends, with your friends, that would be kind of... But it happens to me sometimes. That's the thing. Sometimes I'm like, I'm not feeling as funny as other people. I'm not feeling as pretty as other people. I feel like I'm not fitting in. But that's normal. We all go through that. And on the opposite end, sometimes I feel super hot, super funny, and super confident. And that plays into it also. You cannot be on the top of your game every single day, every single time, in every single situation, because there are so many factors that influence life and how you feel and how people perceive you. And that's one thing also. Just fake it till you make it, honestly. That's the key here, I would say. Obviously, to a certain extent. Don't lie about anything. But if you can fake it till you make it, that's the key. And you might never actually make it. Or you might... Okay, nuance. You might not feel like you can never make it. But you faking it is kind of you making it. Does that make sense? Maybe the sun is getting into my head and it's like giving me a freaking, what's the name? Like a heat stroke. No, it's not that bad. It's just me being me and blabbing around and just speaking my mind and trying to make it all make sense and trying to, I don't know, maybe relate to some people. Is it just me? Maybe, maybe not. You tell me. I've been talking about the imposter syndrome specifically for like work, but also in content creation, like this here. Is me doing my little thing, filming my silly little coffee talks on the weekly, trying to make something out of it. But it's still like, whenever I do upload and when I post, I'm like, why am I even doing this? Who even is interested by this? But apparently, some people are. But to me, it just, I'm not fully understanding this, I'm not fully realizing this. And it's like, it's so weird to me that I get to sit here, talk about stuff into a fluffy microphone, and then I go on my computer, I edit it, and I post it, and then people watch it. People that are not my friends and family. Right? Does that... I don't know. I appreciate it. Truly, I do. And I'm beyond grateful for everybody that watches what I do, that encourages what I do, that support what I do, that just even like leave a little comment or follow me on Instagram or TikTok. All these little actions that don't necessarily matter much in somebody else's lives, they do matter to me, but they do make me feel as though I'm an imposter. As though I'm like, what am I even doing here? Why are these people watching? How am I relevant? Because in my head, I'm not. But I also have to fake it till I make it. And I have this confidence of actually setting up my camera and filming. And it's like, do you understand what I'm trying to say here? It's so contradictory in my little head sometimes. So I'm trying to make it make sense. Again. I wish I could give you a piece of advice on how to not feel this way and how to not have the imposter syndrome anymore, but truly I don't. I wish I did. I don't, because it's in me. And maybe eventually it's gonna go away, and maybe one day I'm not gonna feel like an imposter with everything that I do, or at least not, you know, not in everything that I do, and I will only be feeling like an imposter for just a few things that I do. But for now, I do feel like an imposter. So I would just say it's normal, and maybe try and appreciate this feeling and take it as fuel. I don't know. I really don't know. I wish I had some wise words to share with you today about that, but I don't. I just wanted to talk about my experience and my opinion and how it translates into my life. And now I'm realizing that I am literally getting lost in the sauce here. So this is my cue to wrap it up here. Thank you for watching or listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me. I truly, 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 truly mean it. Hopefully I have made a little difference in your day today. If you would like to make a difference in mine, you know what to do. And I'm going to wish you in bonne journée.